The ruling struck down a decades-old handgun ban in Washington, D.C., calling it incompatible with the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment that guarantees a citizen's right to keep and bear arms. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen wrote an amicus brief in the case because he feared the court might strike down Wisconsin's 1998 constitutional amendment that makes it clear that gun ownership in the state is an individual right. He says instead, the ruling only strengthened gun owners' rights.
Fortunately, they made a clear-cut decision. They didn't get into the issue of whether a state could do this on their own or how they could interpret the state constitution, and really just decided on the federal constitution.
Although the ruling clearly strengthens gun owners' rights, Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says the opinion written by Justice Antonin Scalia should also help depolarize the debate over the state's current ban on carrying concealed weapons.
Justice Scalia went out of his way to speak specifically to the carrying of concealed weapons and said that nothing in this decision should be interpreted as an attempt to somehow stop those prohibitions.
But Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he doubts the ruling would prevent the state from passing a law allowing gun owners to carry concealed weapons. Still, Bonavia says the ruling could open the door to a less ideological debate over gun rights and encourage gun rights advocates to be more willing to support what she calls sensible gun control regulations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.